Welcome to The Milking Parlor, a podcast for dairy industry professionals.
No farm bill means looking back, way back for some dairy programs. I'm John Davis reporting. The U.S. Congress adjourned until after the November elections without agreeing to a new farm bill, which expired at the end of September, and dairy programs, in particular the Milk Income Loss Contract, or MILC program, could see the biggest impact.
They're going to have to take some kind of action, otherwise the secretary will have to start implementing the dairy title under the old 1949 Agricultural Adjustment Act. It's a very tough, structured, mandatory supply management kind of approach that is just very much out of step with the way today's modern dairy operations operate.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Dale Moore says reverting back to the 1949 policy could mean some significant price increases for consumers at the grocery store.
The price of milk could double, it could triple, it could quadruple. It's kind of hard to predict, but there will be an effect in the grocery store.
Plus, as National Milk Producers Federation spokesman Chris Galen says, this could be really new territory for Congress and dairy producers.
Now we're in somewhat uncharted waters because unless they miraculously come back sometime in October, which we do not expect them doing, if they're going to do anything on the farm bill, it looks like it'll have to be done in a lame duck session of Congress that will have to happen after the first week of November.
But Galen says they don't want a quick fix when Congress returns in the form of an extension of the current farm bill.
There had been some talk that Congress might offer up a short-term, three-month extension of the current farm bill. We did not support that approach, just as we do not support a 12-month extension. And the reason for that position is simply that anything that's done to extend the current program takes the pressure off of Congress on passing a new bill, and our eyes are on that big prize, which is getting a new and better farm bill. And so we weren't interested in backing any sort of a short-term extension because that allows Congress to kick the can down the road.
So why did the Congress leave and not finish the farm bill before this deadline and see dairy programs revert back to the policies of the 1940s? Well, it depends on who you ask. Speaker of the House John Boehner said they simply did not have the 218 votes to pass either an extension or new legislation. He promises they will deal with the issue upon returning during the lame duck session. But Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack suggests House leadership has ulterior motives and might be hoping that the whole farm bill would have to be reworked long after any possible lame duck session, opening up other areas to more hits.
At that point, the slate is wiped clean and you start from scratch. And you risk having a different baseline, which is a mathematical calculation of how much money you can actually spend in a farm bill. And that's the risk that's run by inaction. And that's really what's going on here. There are some who don't want the Defense Department to have to shoulder any of its fair share of deficit reduction, and some who don't want to talk at all about revenues. And so what happens is the rest of the budget disproportionately gets cut.
And Democrat Vilsack charges the Republican-led House also has plans to significantly cut and reduce support for farm programs such as conservation, the commodity title, and crop insurance. The Farm Bureau's Moore says whatever the reason, everyone needs to be ready if the Congress should have a new farm bill ready shortly after the elections and not focus on what got them to this point.
A lot of questions are being tossed out now. Why didn't Congress get the farm bill done before they went home for election? It's a wonderful political science exercise. The bottom line is they did not get it done. So you can either sit on the sidelines and whine and complain that something didn't get done, or you can cowboy up and get on down to the lame duck session and be ready to jump in the tent as soon as they open the door.
I'm John Davis reporting.
Thanks for joining us today in the Milking Parlor, a Zimcom podcast.